And with regards to rock and roll, New York City is kind of where rock and roll hit the big time, as being a place that is emblematic of big labels, big record companies, A&R marketing, as well as tiny little venues in downtown neighborhoods like Greenwich Village, the Bowery, the East Village, and the Lower East Side, where notable bands got their start. On our tours, we drill down and focus on such influential music-making moments in folk, rock and roll, punk rock, jazz, and kind of the New York new wave of the aughts, the class of 2000, like the Strokes and the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and dating all the way back to Talking Heads and Blondie and the Ramones in 1977.
I guess, yeah, it does really depend on the age profile of the people Absolutely. That are on your tour, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And so if we have boomers who want to see where Bob Dylan lived, we can do that. If we have teeny boppers who want to see where the Ramones where the Strokes performed, we can do that. If we have grizzled old English punkers who to their dying day will demand that punk was born in London, I will sadly correct them and tell them that they're wrong, that punk was born in New York City at a club called CBGB's on the Bowery.
Have you ever had a youngster who, when you've mentioned Bob Dylan, has said who?
All the time.
No.
I'll make it even worse. I'm even more heartbreaking for you, Kerry. I've had youngsters who said who at the mention of John Lennon.
No way.
Yep. Unfortunately. And so I say to him, I say, well, you know the song Strawberry Fields Forever, right? And everybody knows Strawberry Fields Forever. And everybody knows Imagine, all the people giving Peace a chance. So that's they know it through the songs, if not necessarily through the names.
I guess people do want to see, I'm assuming that the Beatles is one of the big draws, and people want to see things like the Dakota Building. Is that somewhere that you get asked to show people a lot?
Absolutely, all the time. In fact, the Dakota, which is immediately across the street from Strawberry Fields and Central Park, is a New York City Highlights stop, almost always the first stop on our New York City Highlights tour. And not just because John Lennon lived there and was murdered there, but because the Dakota is considered to be New York City's first apartment building. It was the first example of stacking New Yorkers of means vertically, because we live in an island, unlike London, unlike Paris, unlike other world-class cities like Shanghai or Los Angeles even. New York City is an island. It's a series of islands, and means we're surrounded by water on all four sides, means we've already built as far north, south, east, and west as possible, so the only place left to go is up. So the Dakota is important for many centuries before John Lennon moved in and tragically was shot in front of.
So are there certain areas as well of Manhattan which have a much richer musical rock and pop history that you focus on?
Absolutely. So the Dakota is not in a rock and pop history concentrated neighborhood. The Dakota is in the Upper West Side. The Upper West Side is a neighborhood you might be familiar with as the inspiration for the set of the children's television show Sesame Street.
All right, yeah.
All those beautiful brownstones are the Upper West Side, in fact, because that's where Jim Henson lived. But our rock and pop history neighborhoods are concentrated down in Greenwich Village and on the Bowery. Greenwich Village is legendary for being the focal point for the Bohemians, the Beats, the folk musicians like Bob Dylan, Joni Mitchell, Joan Baez, the Mamas and the Papas, and of course, punk rock and rock and roll, like Bruce Springsteen, a very young Madonna, AC/DC, and then in the punk rock scene, the Ramones, Talking Heads, Blondie, Pere Ubu, Suicide, Richard Hell, and the Voidoids. You can even drill down even more so and talk about it all happening on a number of streets. The centerpiece for the folk streets was West 3rd Street, Bleecker Street, and McDougal Street in Greenwich Village. The centerpiece for rock and roll was Mercer Street, also West 3rd, also Bleecker, and then all of punk rock happened on the Bowery.
Have you had more interest in David Bowie since he passed away?
So after David Bowie passed, his home on Lafayette became almost a pilgrimage site. People from all over, 24 hours a day, would show up in front of his loft building and leave flowers, albums, candles, mementos, pieces of themselves, because he truly was a visionary rock and roller. Although I would argue, he was much more of a New Yorker residentially, and much more of a Brit in terms of his rock and roll identity. I don't think of David Bowie as a New York rock and roller the way I would think of Lou Reed of the Velvet Underground as a New York rock and roller, or David Byrne of Talking Heads, or Debbie Harry of Blondie, or even Madonna back during her punk rock phase, punk rock pop phase. David Bowie was a New Yorker residentially, and he was an Englander rock and roll in terms of his rock and roll identity.
So how many different tour options do you have?
We have for all of our tours, we have well over 30 tours of New York City. In terms of focusing on rock and roll history, I'd say we've got a solid half dozen.